Can you talk about the running back situation? He said LJ and Hinkley are looking really good.
Yep, LJ and Hinkley looking really good. Miles is there as well. Sione Moa, Pokai, Hunga have done some good things. And, Enoch Nawahine is going to be back soon. So we feel good about that group, and I think Harvey's done a great job coaching them. I know Harvey and Coach Woods are working really carefully on and specifically on the run game. So that's, I think they're in sync, and it looks like it's getting better every day. So I'm really happy with the way Harvey's coaching those guys.
Does it concern you at all that a quarterback hasn't emerged as the clear-cut number one?
No, I feel like we have two quarterbacks that have emerged, so that's a different feel for me. I truly feel comfortable with either one playing on the field and winning games for us. So it's just to go through the process of the quarterback battle. We've been through this before, and we'll just keep. I mean, you guys talked to A-Rod, so we'll. The closer we get, I'm pretty sure the closer we get to the game, the more likely we'll have a starter name.
What's been the biggest growth from Jake from last year? And I ask him, because we saw him last year, where did he see his growth in camp?
I think being comfortable with the playbook and understanding all the checks. I think when he played, he was kind of just thrown into it, and a lot of the reps went to Keaton, and now he's getting those reps, and he's splitting with Gary. So it's, I think he's getting the benefit of being in the system. Even last year, he was kind of a little banged up and wasn't completely healthy during the off season. And during so, having him being healthy and just kind of being through it already. This isn't his first fall camp, so I think he's being a lot more comfortable with the playbook, with the offense, with his role. And I think Gary it's just an easy transition for him being here and ran a similar offense, but that was run by Jeff Grimes, and so. I think those guys have a lot of they're very familiar with the offense, and I think it's working really well for us in the fall camp.
You've noted a couple times that you've been through this before with quarterback battles. Some of your best teams have been in seasons where you had a fall camp quarterback battle. What is it you feel like the components that bring a team together through a quarterback battle that has kind of been a successful thing for you guys in the past?
Yeah, I think when all the quarterbacks have success, it's a great motivator, but when they're also competing against each other, and when they have this a really cool culture in there of helping each other, it's. I know that Gary and Jake are competing for the starting spot, but they're also helping each other and coaching each other. So that's a good sign, and that's really who they are as people. So I think we have the benefit of having great young men compete for those spots, and the team responds the right way to those guys. So we feel really good about the way that they've competed. And the progress we've seen from practice one to now, and especially after the scrimmage, I think we're in a really good spot right now.
What are some other position battles that haven't been maybe tightened up yet? Is it closer to game?
Probably safety. I think the linebacker would be more of the rotation on what we're going to do, and then some of the corners as well. I think we have a lot of players that can play. It's just a matter of who's going to be in the rotation and different packages. D-line, I think we've kind of have an idea of what we're doing with the front. And then on the offensive side, it's obviously the right guard position. I feel like there's two really good candidates there. And tight end, it's always just because there's so many capable bodies there. We've been able to use quite a few tight ends and rotation. But I know Coach Gilbride and A-Rod will have that figured out. But we're not looking for talent now. We have it here. It's been developed, and we've added some new pieces. So the competition's at all different places, and the depth is going to show, and I think it's going to be helpful for us this year.
Do you feel like you go too deep on starter-caliber players at most positions this season? I mean,
I think most teams do that. I think most teams in a power conference would need to, we talk about 11 starters, your best 11. You really need your best 22 or 23 with the nickel packages and stuff, so... We didn't have that enough last year. And then when the injury bug hits, then you need your threes to be able to step in and not have a big drop-off from one to three. And so I think we're closer now than we've ever been, and I like our depth. But, again, we got to get out there and see how they perform when the lights are on, and that's going to be exciting to see in game one.
I wanted to ask, too, about the scrimmage. How many plays and how do you
– Yeah.
What came out on top of it?
Ran 120 plays, 70 live, 50 at Thud Tempo, and then 30 snaps of special teams. So overall, over 150 snaps. And it was a long day. guys' legs, we tested them and kind of put them through a little bit of a, I mean, it was aggressive from our end, but we trust our sports scientists to put him in this position 2 weeks out, and I came out of it pretty good. I mean, I think we're looking at the team's tired, their legs are sore and tired, but they don't need to feel good now. They need to feel good by the time we get to the game, and I think we got a good workout today. We're going to get these guys ready, and there's a plan that's been in place for months now, and so I think we're following it, and it's I mean, all the metrics are telling us that we're doing the right things.
Coach, how do you feel that your coordinators have adjusted to using headsets rather than calling signs down to people on the field?
Yeah, I mean, we're still doing the signs because you only get one player that has the headphones in there, but I think they're doing a good job with it. It's technology. The biggest adjustment is the tablets on the sideline and in practice, and so you'll see our players come off and then they'll look at the tablets, and being able to get that immediate feedback is going to be very helpful for them, and sometimes even in the game when you want them to see it, they can actually see it in real time, so that's going to be a huge advantage for us, and everyone's going to be able to see that, but it kind of fits in line with this generation, how they learn. They're more visual learners, so there we go.
You talk about wanting to develop depth at the power four level. Is there really the only way to learn that is in-game when you see those guys have to step up in those circumstances?
Well, I mean, or guys that have played in games, and for us, it's guys that are used to our system, used to our playbook. I think when you look at offense and defense, we put so much already out there and we put on film. Now we've got to start deciding on what we're going to do, the game plan for week one, and then how that will carry over to week two and week three and week four. And so now as we start putting that plan together, we can kind of hone in on a little bit on what these guys right now they've learned everything. So it's an open playbook. When we did our scrimmage, I mean, you're going from play that we did day one install to play seven, practice number seven install, and these guys have to be fresh on all of it. And they did a great job in terms of the assignment, the alignments, and the technique. So the grades are really good. Now it's like, okay, let's start to narrow it down and see what we're good at, and then let these guys play fast. And when we were able to do that and have a plan, I think that's the goal for today and tomorrow, is get to that plan soon.
You bring up fast. Would the players like the playing surface at LES, the new grass?
Awesome.
Like it was a move,
yeah.
What were your initial impressions?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that. It rained, and so we wanted to get a good feel for it. We were worried that if we stepped on it with it being wet, but the fields people said, hey, come and let's test it out, and the field held together really nicely. I was jealous. I wish I could play on that. It was awesome, but Stadium Fire must have done some good things to aerate the grass. I have no idea, but it was cool, and the guys appreciate it. We appreciate all the hard work that goes into having that surface ready for us, and it was really nice on Saturday, and we're looking forward to playing on it when it goes live.
I wanted to ask you about T.J. Woods and Kevin. You've had him here during the spring and everything. Mm-hmm. How did you get toward the end of your first full fall camp with him? They fit in. What's been your impressions of those two, work with the new units?
Yeah, I think the best thing I can say is that sometimes you can see when a coach is doing their job is they're allowing the best players, and the best players are becoming better. You get a great coach when you look at the weakest link in the position, and they're getting better. So it's not just the top players are getting better. The whole entire room, the O-line, are getting better. Same thing with tight ends, and I appreciate those guys and the hard work and being able to specialize it for each individual, and then giving them goals and their expectations to meet them. I've never seen these guys play at this high level, and that's a huge that's a part of that is the leadership and the experience, but also, you know, T.J. Woods as a coach, and same thing with Kevin Gilbride. So we're fortunate. Let's just put it all together and make this work and put some points on the board.
Well, I'm sorry if you've been asked, but philosophically, are you opposed to playing two quarterbacks in the opener?
No, I mean,
like rotating or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I think that you have a competition for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we feel really good about the two quarterbacks. We feel good about the entire room. But I know I trust those two especially to go win games for us. And so we're going to continue with the competition and then make decisions from there. But I think A-Rod and I are working closely with the staff, and I know Jay's involved with it too. So this is a team decision. What I like is that both quarterbacks have played at a high level, and I feel good about both of them. So that's a good sign. And unfortunately, the game is a tough game where I don't know all the stats, but this is a violent sport, and quarterbacks sometimes get banged up, and so I don't know how many quarterbacks can last the entire season, but it's good to have a number of quarterbacks. We have five really good quarterbacks that I love on our team, and we feel like we can win with the majority of them.
Concerning your coaching staff, have you designated which of your coaches will be in the booth and on the field?
I'm kind of playing around with that a little bit. Yeah, I think the now that we are on the sideline, have the tablets, it's probably a little bit better for us to get a viewpoint on terms of for the offensive coordinator to see it. I think A-Rod will be up there, and then defensively, I think Jay's going to have to figure out who he wants in the mix of who he wants up top. But you're able to see his stuff with the tablets now that the press box is more of a real-time adjustments and information that you can get from them right away. So that's a good question. We're still kind of figuring it out. We had two opportunities to go in the stadium and figure that out, but we'll be able to do that again tomorrow and maybe figure it out. By game time, we'll have people in both. So sometimes I feel like going up there, especially when it's cold, you know. Yeah, I just want to know what sandwiches and cocoa up there would be nice.
When do you turn the page completely to Southern Illinois?
Yeah, we're making that transition, yeah. The guys are sick of playing against each other, but that's just part of it. We're starting to do some scout work. Really good team, and I know some of the coaches on that staff. So they're a well coached team, and they've had success playing against FBS teams. And so, we need to make sure that we're ready for it. And all part of that is making sure that we're prepped, and that we have a plan going into it. So, well coached team. I think we have a really well coached team as well. So we'll just work, put it all together, and have some fun. Football season's here, so. Got all the NFL preseason games, and I believe there's games that start this week, right? So, are there?
Yeah. Brett? The SMU.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's gonna be kind of fun, you know. So it's right around the corner, and for us, it's less than 2 weeks. So I'm super excited.
Big picture, Mike. Last question. Where do you feel like this team has grown the most over the last couple of weeks of training camp and maybe through the offseason?
Super close team. I think there's adversity does something to you, you know, and so these guys believe in each other and. And they've bonded really closely, so I think I'm really proud of this team. I'm proud of the camaraderie and the connection, the love they have for each other. The way that they work and teach each other, and so it's going to be a lot of fun this year to see them get out and play.